This episode of GeoMob is supported by the Open Geospatial Consortium, or OGC. If you work with maps, location data, digital twins, Earth observation, mobility, AI, or really anything geospatial, there's a good chance you're already benefiting from work happening inside the global OGC community, even if you don't realize it. OGC brings together people from across industry, open source, academia, startups, and government around the world to work through the practical challenges of getting systems and data to work together better. They recently launched individual membership, which gives independent developers, researchers, practitioners, and generally curious geospatial people a way to get more directly involved in the community, conversations, working groups, events, and collaborative projects happening across OGC. You can learn more at ogc.org. Now, on to the episode.
Welcome to the GeoMob podcast, where we discuss geo-innovation in any and all forms, whether for fun or profit. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the GeoMob podcast. My guest today is Bernie Connors, who is coming onto the microphone today from Canada, where he recently hosted the very first GeoMob in Canada in the city of Fredericton. And so this is a huge milestone for us at GeoMob, and I wanted to get Bernie on to tell us about that event. I hope maybe also to serve as inspiration for others out there who are thinking about having GeoMob in their own cities. Bernie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Stephen. Great to be here.
Well, thank you for hosting GeoMob. Let's dive right in. Who are you? What's your background in geospatial?
I am senior geomatics engineer at GeoNB. GeoNB is the spatial data infrastructure for the province of New Brunswick here in eastern Canada. Prior to that, I was GIS manager at Department of Environment for the province of New Brunswick. I've been in government since 1997. And back in 1995, I graduated from the Geodesy and Geomatics Engineering program at the University of New Brunswick, which is also in Fredericton.
Okay, so a very long geospatial career. Very good.
Yeah.
We first had contact, I guess, maybe was it 6 months ago? Was it longer than that? You said that you were a listener to the podcast.
Yeah.
So very nice. It's frankly also very encouraging because one of the weak points of the podcast is we put this content out and then we don't always get feedback, of course. So
it's kind of similar for me at work because we publish map services and image services using ArcGIS server, but it's all public and no login required. So we have a poor idea of who our audience is.
Anyway, so then at some point you contacted us and said you would like to host GeoMob in Fredericton. So how did that come about? What prompted you to do that? And also let me say a big thank you. It was really fantastic.
Well, I have to say the guidance that you and Stephen provide is great. Your outline for how to run a GeoMob event really made organizing this very easy. But the reason I wanted to do one since the pandemic, there have been very few in-person events here in my region. And when I say my region, I'm really talking about the maritime provinces of Canada, which includes New Brunswick, PEI, and Nova Scotia. There used to be one or two conferences, and they would move around between cities here in the Maritime Provinces, and that would be hosted in Fredericton, every couple of years. Esri Canada used to host an event in the Maritimes that would switch between New Brunswick and Nova Scotia each year. But now, that event has gone away, and most of the events Esri Canada puts on for their users are mobile or not mobile, sorry, online.
Online.
So, you know, there's very few opportunities for face-to-face meetings. So last year, I started hosting GeoBeers. So I just put out a date and a time, and I think we started in the spring. And I think the first one, we had 6 people show up. The second one, there were a dozen. I didn't get to make it to the second one, but the feedback was they were spread across 4 tables, and each table wasn't aware of the other people who were there. So the third one was on a very hot day in the summertime, and I showed up with helium balloons, and I let everybody know, look for the table with the helium balloons. And we had like 30 people show up on a beautiful sunny evening in Fredericton. It was great. And yeah, there was a fourth one, too, with I think we had about 15 people in the fall. But, you know, and I had it in my mind to host a GeoMob event because I am a listener to the podcast and I hear you speak about all the events and, you know, and just the fact that we have no geospatial or geomatics conferences in the Maritimes. So,
well, it's interesting that you said the events stopped after COVID, because obviously online technology has gotten much better and we all got familiar with it at COVID. But yeah, if anything, I feel like there's way more demand now for in-person contact, because now many people are working from home, at least partially, or working, you know, remotely, collaborating. You spend all your day staring at a screen, and the last thing I want to do is spend more of my free time staring on the screen. I went, or not free time, but like we need the in-person contact, and we need the spontaneous conversations, and we need the, you know, the random interactions that only happen in an in-person kind of format. So sure.
When you have an online event for a conference, I mean, you know, the presentations are probably just as good as they are in person, except for maybe, you know, the audience interaction at the end of the presentation, but it's all the other stuff that you do at an, excuse me, it's all the other stuff you do at an in-person conference, all the socializing, you know, the milling about in the exhibitors area, you know, or talking to exhibitors, all that stuff. I mean, you just can't do that virtually, or if you do, it comes off very poorly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we tried during COVID having, I mean, we did have online events, but yeah, it just wasn't the same. So anyway, so then you went forward with GeoMob Fredericton. How did it go? Give us, tell us how it went.
Well, it went really well. I already mentioned, I think I had too many speakers. I would have preferred it to be more socializing and less presentations. And I think if we have another one, I'll make that adjustment. But we had 5 speakers. The first speaker was Rakesh Mishra from the University of New Brunswick. And he talked about work he's doing on wildfire intelligence. They're using Sentinel satellite data to map all the wildfire fuel, you know, and how that varies across the province. The second presentation was Gia Gong from Teledyne Caris. Teledyne is probably a company a lot of people are aware of. They make, you know, remote, like LiDAR sensors and sonar sensors. And Caris was a local GIS company here in Fredericton that started back in the late 70s. But they got bought out by Teledyne, and he did a nautical charting 101 presentation for us. And
I would have, that sounds fascinating. That's a topic I personally find quite interesting.
Yeah. Yes. Well, he basically gave us, you know, the 101 introduction to nautical charting, and Teledyne Caris is basically the premier product, for nautical charting in the world. They're in almost every national hydrographic office in countries all around the world. Hannah Ackerman from the city of Fredericton, I believe she's the lead at for GIS at the city of Fredericton. She gave us a very interesting presentation on integrating SharePoint and GIS for the city of Fredericton. You know, being able to link all of the documents that they have in SharePoint with locations in their GIS to make it much easier to reach the documents. And Hannah won our Best Speaker Prize too. And Alex Hilstosky from Eagle Engineering gave us a presentation on reality capture. And so that was kind of also a 101 introduction to reality capture. And our last speaker, who I really enjoyed, was Karina Butterworth. She's had a long career in education in the geomatics. She was at the Southern Alberta Institute of Technology. She's recently moved jobs, but she talked about her topic was beyond the skills shortage, rethinking recruitment in geomatics. And she talked about, you know, some of the issues about getting students interested in starting a career in geomatics. And that was quite thought-provoking and brought on a lot of conversation from the audience.
Well done to you, Bernie. This is a very, I like the diversity of the lineup in terms of people from academia, people from business, people from government. This is fantastic. That is exactly, what I like about GeoMob is when we have, you know, many different people bringing different perspectives and different backgrounds. And I've often said that one of the great joys of geospatial, of course, is that it affects everything, in that everything happens somewhere. And so we can get there are connections to many different industries and many different use cases. And so that's great. That's cool. How many attendees did you have?
I did a head count. I think we were about 31 people, including the five speakers.
That's very good. I mean, especially for the first one, that's excellent. Yeah. In many cities, we still are smaller in Europe, and in many cities we started much smaller than that. So well done.
Yes, well, and I noticed there are a number of my colleagues who have been working in GIS in Fredericton for a long time, and I didn't see them at the event. we do have a potentially larger audience for future events.
Well, all right, fantastic. Everyone had a good time, I hope, and I hope there was no... You mentioned you thought some of the talks went a bit too long. Hopefully that didn't cut into the time for networking and hanging out.
No. Everybody had time to arrive and get a beverage before the presentation started. And, I encouraged people to get a beverage during the talks. And there was a bit of milling about when the talks finished. But by the time the talks were finished, I think a lot of people were ready to head home.
All right.
And I had to rush out of there to get home before I had to pick up some stuff on my way home before the store is closed. So,
well, fair enough. So any concluding thoughts, or what's your main takeaway? Is this the one and done, or the first of many, or where does it go from here?
Well, I would like to have more, but I've just moved from Fredericton to Cape Breton, about 650 kilometers away. I'm still working for the province of New Brunswick. I have a work from home, a telework agreement with my employer. But it's a little more difficult to organize an event. But I do go back to Fredericton. My children still live in Fredericton, and my grandchildren live in Fredericton. So I'll be back to visit. And, I have other reasons to be in Fredericton. But I'm hoping to organize an event in Fredericton, and I might get to attend and I might not. I did let the audience know at GeoMob Fredericton on the 26th of May that I want to have more events, but I'm not going to be in Fredericton as much. So I'm hoping to encourage someone else to step forward and maybe take the lead on the next one. I'll provide lots of ideas, Someone already mentioned to me they're building a presentation for another event, and I think they would make an excellent speaker for a GeoMob event in Fredericton in September. And that's why I suggested a September event hosted on the University of New Brunswick campus.
Well, I hope you can make it happen. I mean, as we said, you know, if you're working remotely, that's all the more reason then to create the physical connections, you know, on a occasional basis. I mean, the advice I do give, you know, over the years now, we've had many different people in different cities and doing GeoMob. And first of all, I do tell people it is better if it's a team of people, more than one person, because obviously if it's just one person, you know, you might get busy or your yeah. work sends you somewhere else or whatever. And likewise, you know, GeoMob started in London, and we continue to go very strongly in London or in Berlin now, also very big. You know, obviously not everyone lives in a major metropolis like that, and you got to find the model that works, you know, for your environment. And so maybe in London we're doing 4 or 5 events a year. Obviously, that may not be appropriate in a smaller city. We also have cities in Europe where we just do twice a year. And it's smaller, but I think it's still very much valued by the community. So I hope you can find, you know, whatever the appropriate thing is for Fredericton or, as you said, the Maritime provinces. You know, I try to whenever there's a new city, if my schedule allows it, I try to go. Unfortunately, it wasn't possible for me to make it. It's a bit of a journey from Berlin to Fredericton. So, but man, I would love it if I could get out there at some point and just see it. And I mean, that's a part of the world I've never been to. So it would be very cool. So please keep going just so that I have an excuse to come visit and do a little tour of Eastern Canada.
I had my first visit to the UK last year in 2025.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, unfortunate that you couldn't time it with a GeoMob.
Yes, actually, I was looking at some events that were going on, and it just didn't work out. We did quite a tour starting out in London and then heading up to Scotland and then over to Ireland and Northern Ireland after that, over about 18 days.
Well, you know, maybe on your follow-up trip, you can time it with the GeoMob. You know, and within Europe, we have had some people. A couple of weeks ago, we did GeoMob Barcelona, and a guy from Berlin, you know, combined a trip to Spain with coming to the GeoMob. And we've had that several times now, and I really do recommend it, because it's like, you go on your trip, and then one night you get to come have a few beers with some interesting people and learn some, you know, learn about the local community. So it's a good way to do it.
Yeah. The third GeoBeers event that I had in Fredericton last summer, the one where we had about 30 people attend, a couple people were home in Fredericton on vacation. They were former graduates of the geomatics engineering program at UNB, and they were home. One was from Alberta, and I think another one was from British Columbia. And that's in Canada, that's a large distance to travel. Sure. Right? Canada is a big country. It was fantastic. Both of them were people I'd been interacting with on LinkedIn quite a bit. And it was great to meet them face to face and chat with them over a beer.
Well, that's exactly the ethos that we're trying to encourage here at GeoMob, and get people interacting, get people sharing their stories, learning from each other, and having fun. So, on that note, buddy, what's the best way if someone is out there listening and wants to get in touch, wants to help you with GeoMob Fredericton, wants to speak at a GeoMob Fredericton, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Yeah, well, LinkedIn is a great way to contact me. If they're in New Brunswick, there's a good chance I already know them or they know me. So LinkedIn is, I'm very active on LinkedIn. It'd be easy. Best spot to get me is LinkedIn.
Very nice. And let me also say, if anyone out there is listening and thinking, you know, in some other part of the world and is thinking of getting GeoMob going in their city, their region, please reach out exactly as Bernie did, and let's make it happen.
I have to give you and Stephen credit for making it so easy to organize a GeoMob event. You guys were very helpful.
Well, we shouldn't forget rule one of GeoMob, Bernie, which is it has to be minimal work for the organizers because otherwise it becomes work. I mean, we all have enough work to do.
You're right.
So, and then at some point you stop and because you get busy and, you know, life gets in the way. So we try to keep a very streamlined operation. So,
mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up there then, Bernie. Thanks. Thanks again for coming on the show and telling your story. And congrats on GeoMob Fredericton. And I hope it's the first of many.
Yeah. Thank you. And thanks for the invite to be on the podcast.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us today on the GeoMob Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the discussion. You can get the show notes over on the website, which is at thegeomob.com. And while you're there, you can sign up for our monthly newsletter and find links to our accounts on Mastodon and LinkedIn so that you can stay up to date on all our upcoming events. We hope to see you at an event soon.